Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Father of mine, tell me, where have you been? You know, I just close my eyes, my whole world is up here. Father of mine, take me back to the day. Yeah, when I was still your golden boy, back before you went away.
Sunday game day in house. What up, boys? Sitting across from the edge, Friday night, calling out the Sunday fatties. I did miss on the greatest game of the year, though. How about the Packers just pummeling the Niners? God darn it. Should have given that. But I was preoccupied for the last few days, so it don't matter.
Well, they only had $80 million worth of their cap space not on the field.
It's insanity. I mean, it's insanity. Broncos, Falcons, Atlanta laying 4-50 right out of the chute, man. Thoughts?
Perfect number. Perfect over-under number. I'd have to take the team total over for the Falcons. It just always seems when you're betting on a Falcons game at this point in your life, if you've done it enough, you know by now. If I would have just took the points total, I'd win way more than ATS. They can't be a great team. I haven't looked up the stats right now, like for the past year or two, but God, it seems like they're terrible against the spread, Atlanta. But they score a ton usually.
I mean, you know, you don't know what are you going to get the Broncos team that was down 24-3, or are you going to get the Bronco team that got all sized against? Again, I can't take the Chargers. Anthony Lynn, he has mastered the art. I can't believe he hasn't been canned. I've been saying this for 2 years now. He has mastered the art of how to lose a game when he's got a lead. It's crazy.
The master.
I mean, how do you lose that game in the NFL? You're up 24-3 with 6 minutes in the third, and you give up 28 points in a quarter and a half in the NFL. Unbelievable. Seahawks, Bills. A lot of people like the Bills here.
Can I tell a story about that game?
Yeah.
A couple parlays going into it, but a good chunk worth of money riding on at that point, the Chargers. So I'm watching it. I'm so psyched. And, you know, the typical true
money
gambler,
line or spread?
Spread.
Okay.
So true, typical, just, you know, gambler. I'm like, damn, I wish I had bet more because I had parlayed it with the Seattle. That was one. I had other ones from the 1 p.m., but just the 4 p.m. I had Seattle. Boom. That was an easy winner. And then this one, right? Chargers. So I'm watching. Like, this is great. I should have bet more. I'm like, damn, I really should have bet more. This was so obvious. Like, I'm a genius. Then I'm like, all right, let me just turn this because the only thing that can happen now is bad. And I'm kind of bitter I didn't bet more. And then part of my soul, my inner gambler soul, was like, I kind of would almost want to lose the money because I'm so pissed I didn't bet more. And then turn the dial back over. Here we go. You asked for it. My soul asked for it. So, hey, you want to play that game with the gambling gods, they will get in your head and they will
gambling.
Take it.
Dude,
they will take it.
You start telling the gambling gods you want to lose, kiss it goodbye, baby.
I will never do
you
that
You still
again.
Had to – listen, you still, when you're up that much, and it is Denver, it's not like you're playing against Tom Brady or Russell Wilson.
Well, he said, that coach is terrible.
I mean, what did they stop doing? I mean, I couldn't watch the game. I was at Landy's.
You know what they stopped doing? I'll give
golf
you
golf club.
Here's what they stopped doing: moving the clock.
Right. I agree. I'm sure they did. It's crazy.
One way or another, they definitely stopped moving the clock on offense because they had enough possessions in between. If you look at the game log, it was just three and out touchdown, three and out touchdown, three and out. I mean, it was like you're turning the ball right back to them. No time off the clock. And then they're exhausted, mile high. It's crazy.
Unbelievable.
Was that game in Denver? I can't remember now.
It was in Denver, yeah.
Right. So Mile High, Anthony. Now I'm just on the couch in SC, South Carolina, like a dummy. I don't know anything. But I would think going into the game, I got a week to prepare. One of the things I prepare for is altitude. So I would assume that my team, if I keep putting them back on the field, specifically my defense, they are going to be tired at a pace that they're not used to. Clown. It's just clown coaching. I don't know if it's the head coach, but you have to blame the head coach because he's letting the idiots underneath of him, specifically the offensive coordinator, not play, you know, make calls when you're up that much to make sure the clock's moving.
I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen a coach do this so many times. I mean, he's done it twice this year. Like when you're in the NFL and you start to get into that mindset, people start having that's your reputation where he will find a way to lose games.
Gacy and Spacey's the same
I mean,
way.
No, but Lynn, I mean, Chargers are so much better.
Yeah, the Chargers
than
are
record.
Up all the time. Well, he's so much it's like the guy that got it's like your boy that got canned for Atlanta. I mean, at some point, what are you doing?
I like Anthony Lynn. I've heard him talk. I think he's a money guy.
Oh, yeah,
he'd probably be money to play for, but my God, he can find ways to lose games. Seahawks,
Bills.
Oh,
I'm not judging guys I'm judging based on how they coach, man. I don't care about what personality they got.
Seahawks, Bills. Seahawks are three. Coming back across the country. Looks like easy money. Bills can't beat anyone good. Struggled last week. Should have lost if Cam didn't fumble.
Right.
Your thoughts.
You gotta take the Bills.
Yeah, you kind of gotta take the Bills there.
Well, how do you not?
I mean, I won't give that game, but here's an interesting one. Now they're coming off two straight losses. Tennessee 6.5, totals 46.5. Gonna be a gorgeous day. I mean, what do you take the Bears there? +6.5?
No. Are you kidding me?
Because there's some issues with Chicago, with Foles and all that. I think the Titans get healthy this week after starting 5-0. Now they've lost two straight.
So they get healthy with Jadeveon Clowney out.
I just think they'll beat the shit out of the Bears this week.
Well, guess what? I think me and probably 70% of America will agree with you, and I hope we're all right, because I love that game.
I can't, at home.
Oh baby, give it to me.
And it's at home, and I think they'll be able to run the ball on the Bears. Yep. And I don't think the Titans.
Well,
are
I don't agree with that. Hold on, let me take that back. I don't necessarily know that. I just think Tannehill's. He's just one of the best quarterbacks in the league, top five easily.
I think coming off two losses is going to wake them up, because this is where if you lose here, if you're Tennessee, and now you lose three straight, your season can really start to slip, and I just feel like that's a good play at 6.5. Here's your play, Ravens and Colts. This one's even, which actually makes no sense.
Whoa. Before we get on the Ravens-Colts, theme of the week is a great game you just had. My theme of the week, at least personally, is try to find, because it's hard to find the edge in the NFL, try to find teams that are overvalued. Like, I think the Bears are a little bit overvalued. I mean, I know it's 6.5, but on the road, that should count for something. And how inept there. I mean, their offense is just so bad. I got to take Tennessee being just a better team. Only got to win by a touchdown. You know, I'll take that.
How about Colts Ravens? Pick them.
I think what makes it difficult for me is them losing the left tackles, you know, one of the premier tackles.
Well, the Ravens have issues on defense because the virus and other issues. They're missing some guys on defense. If they were healthy on defense, and even if the spread was 2, I would take the Ravens to kick the Colts' ass. The problem is the Colts have a very fast defense. They just do.
Yeah.
They have a fast defense that could screw with Lamar.
Second best in the league, yards per carry allowed, and rushing yards allowed, you know, per yards per carry, second best in the league for the Colts. That doesn't bode well for Baltimore.
I understand that, but I got to tell you, Phillip Rivers is piles of dog poo.
Exactly. So what is that? Why that leads into why I might absolutely love the Ravens. Edgar Allan Poe, baby. Let's go.
I love this game. I can't take Phillip. Look, listen, here's the thing on this game for me. I understand the Colts are 5-2, but if you really look at who the Colts have played this year, I mean, they beat the Bungles.
What are they? Overvalued.
They're 5-2.
The Colts are overvalued.
They beat the Bengals. I mean, the Ravens really played Pittsburgh, and I'm not saying Pittsburgh's the greatest team ever, even though they're undefeated, but the Ravens should have, I mean, they had so many opportunities to win that game. The Colts with Rivers, I mean, they've beaten the Bears.
Here's what the Colts do. They rely on facilitating offense. So that means that their coaches have to facilitate the offense for them based on the schemes and not really the players, because I love Jonathan Taylor. Apparently, he's been somewhat underwhelming. I mean, I've looked at him here and there, but I really haven't watched many Colts games as far as, you know, really breaking them down, because most of them aren't close. But when I watched them play the Bears against a good defense, you know, they struggled the whole game, and the only thing they tried to do was scheme it up. So my point is Andy Reid schemes it up better than anybody, but if you had everything break down on a play, the Chiefs are the best team in the league. The Colts are the opposite. I take the Ravens.
Panthers at the Chiefs. This one I don't even have to think about. Don't need to break it down. Don't need to discuss.
You love the Panthers.
Yeah, right. Lay the points. Give yourself.
Do theory?
No, they know. Fuck. You know, you can do that all year with the
I
Chiefs.
Yeah, exactly.
All
that's what
they do is cover.
Right. And I just think
you can
at some
say
point
it every week. End. Oh, it's going to. Hey, let's take the Broncos to.
Well, you love the Panthers.
Gonna,
I was just
it's
asking.
It's going to be about 12 degrees if the Chiefs never blow them out and they beat them like 50-3. I'm telling you, the Chiefs are going to beat the shit out of the Panthers. I'm laying the 10.5, and I have no questions about
it. Oh, you love the Chiefs.
All they do is cover.
Oh,
I think they're
14-2
in their last 16 covering. 14-2. All they do is cover, and they pummel everyone.
Hey,
yeah.
Is McCaffrey playing?
Oh, I don't care if McCaffrey. You know what? McCaffrey and his brother Luke. The Panthers are not any good.
All right. If you give me McCaffrey on the field, I'll
take
the 10. That's the caveat. That's the caveat.
You just watched.
If McCaffrey's on the field, I'll take the 10.
Good. Because you just watched the Panthers. You just watched the Panthers at home lose by 8 at home to the poo-poo Falcons. So you take – I'll lose with the Chiefs because then I can say I'm losing with the best. Raiders, Chargers, pick them.
Chargers team total over. Have you seen a team total for the Chargers yet? Chargers team total over.
Well, it's 51. It's an even
probably
line.
Be 27
Chargers
and a half.
Team total is going to be 25.5.
25.5? I'll take it. Give it to me. Check, please. I'll take that. I'm not going to mess around and try to guess who wins or loses, because I think the Raiders are capable. And
one of the worst games, two of the worst games ever this year in the NFL. Giants 1-7 at the 2-5 Redskins. Washington 2.5 total 43. These two teams just played a 20-19 barn burner where Washington went for two instead of going for the tie. Any thoughts? Washington.
Maybe the sack total. Maybe the sack total. I don't like this game. Let's keep going. Right. This game's terrible.
Jacksonville.
Why would you force a bet on that game?
Okay.
Why would a human force a bet on that game?
Here's
there a real edge in that game?
No, but now we're getting into some doozies. Okay. Steelers at your. I mean, is it possible that the Cowboys go 0-9 against the spread?
Have they even announced if it's Rush? Is it Cooper? Who's the quarterback? Cooper Rush?
Well, he said it's either Cooper or Gilbert.
Or the kid, yeah, Gilbert.
Does it matter?
Yes, it matters. Cooper Rush is at least familiar with the system for a few years now.
Well, obviously, if they felt better.
I think that matters a lot. I mean, how much
Stanley
does Gilbert know?
Gilbert,
I mean,
or whoever. Who is that Gilbert? Is that the Gilbert that's been in
the
league? Yes, the
kid. Okay, well, no. It's the one. I don't know if it's been a while now he's been in the league. It's the one that was really hyped coming out of high school. I mean, like six-star guy. I mean, just the
high
number
school.
One prospect. Yeah. Back at, but I'm just saying he was and he bounced around from Texas Tech to all this.
Oh, that
places.
Kid.
Yeah. He bounced around.
Well, he ain't great.
I kind of like Cooper, though. If Cooper's playing.
14.5 is a boatload.
Give me the 14.5 if Cooper's playing.
You're talking about a team that's 0-8 against the spread. I mean.
That's the biggest reason I'm playing it, but I knew you would chastise me if I brought
it
up.
They are in unchartered territory as we speak. Because
yeah, but apparently it doesn't matter. But to me,
last
it does
team
matter.
That went 0-8 was in 2003, which was the Raiders. Now you're going back to 0-9, which I don't know when that was. Dolphins, Cardinals. You know, I'm going to be honest with you, because I gave out the Rams last week, second half, when they were down 28-10. And it was -7. And I told people to just absolutely unload on it on the second half. And the reason I did is because in that game, in the history of my lifetime of watching the NFL, I have never, and I don't know if it's ever happened more than this, where you've seen a team. So the Dolphins had 141 total yards of offense. The Rams had 471.
What was my play of the NFL for last week? My favorite play?
Rams.
Pew! That's a great way to lose the game. They had a defensive touchdown, a special teams touchdown. Every touchdown you could think of. A punt return touchdown.
Listen, Tua was 12 for 22 for 92 yards. Now, all of a sudden, Tua and the Dolphins are 4-3. They're 2-1, I guess, in their division. The Cardinals are 5-2. The total's only 4.5. I mean, if I'm the Cardinals and I can't bury the Dolphins, okay? Because when you get 141 yards, it wasn't like they stopped the Rams. The Rams had 471 yards of offense, went up and down. The only reason the play didn't win the second half play is because their kicker, 6 minutes in the game, 47-yarder. Of course, he's going to make it because it's going to put him down 28-20. And they're gonna outscore him by 10 in the second half. Oh, that looks like it could hit the goalpost. Unbelievable kickers, unbelievable.
Doink.
I like the Cardinals in this one, but again, I'm not taking the Dolphins. So it is what it is.
Take the Dolphins.
Saints Buccaneers.
Saints.
You like the Saints in that one? I
Michael Thomas. I like the Saints.
Michael Thomas is coming back. They beat him the first game. They actually handed him their ass the first game. What's
the prop going to be for Antonio? They're finally throwing him out there, right?
Yeah, I think Brown. I think he's suited up this week. Yeah. Go AB. Talk to me, dog. Well, AB.
Sounds like an over. The Saints are not the better team. I don't think the Saints are the better team at this point, but – I just think the line is a little off. I don't love that play. Don't put me on the book for the Saints. I want to retract all that. Just leave me off of that whole game.
I don't love that play either. Why don't? Patriots Jets is just an awful game. I mean, it just is.
Patriots Jets?
I said Patriots Jets is an awful game.
Why?
Why?
For gamblers?
No, I'm just saying from a viewing perspective on Monday night, it's a hard game to watch. It's not a fun. Patriots are not a fun.
Do team I want to make watch. The Patriots my game of the year right now? I have to contemplate because the way well, you're
I
talking.
Should. I think you should. And I think you out on, no, put your look. You already
no, they covered last week. There, your little know.
Points I mean, bet thing. Why don't you sack up and do it if you really like? I mean, be the man. Don't.
No,
be
I don't want. I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it.
You don't want it. Okay.
No, too many injuries. Cam fumbling, bumbling. I mean, but
bumbling, stumbling, Cam. Well, we've just covered all the games pretty quickly. Pretty all quickly.
Right. Here's what we need to do. Dive a little deeper.
Okay.
Did you say anything about the Lions at the Vikings?
Well, I have it off the board because the Vikings have all kinds of virus issues. Stafford's out this week because he's on the virus list.
Wow.
So I think that game is off the board. If it was me and you're and let's just say that was a 6-point spread with a Lions backup, I'm going to have to take the Vikings against a Lions backup.
So if you're looking at the overall card, I think the sneaky good – well, obviously good. But
if you really just want to make money on one game and you say, all right.
Hit me.
It could be this. It could be that. I'm just going to take the best team in the NFL or one of them for sure. And they're playing against a Panthers team who's not very good. They're okay, but they're not great.
I feel like people have been saying the Panthers aren't very good all year.
Well, they're 3-5, Rick. So how good are they? They're not great. They just lost to the Falcons at home.
I know, but all they do is cover, it seems like.
Okay, well, they didn't cover last week because they were given true. 2 or 2.5.
I don't hate the pick. I thought well, McCaffrey see, might problem, be back. It's Friday problem. Night. I can't look into the crystal ball of Sunday and see if he's playing or not.
Well, the problem with what we've done wrong all year in the NFL, or else we'd all be rich, is if you just bet the Chiefs every week this year in the NFL, They've only not covered once.
Oh, he's expected to play? Yeah, I'll take the Panthers.
You take the Panthers.
And do then, I love it? No. Oh,
no, but do a big one too and then put your ticket out on Twitter so everyone can say you're a jack off.
I promise you.
Oh, you know what? We like the edge, but he is a jack off. I wouldn't put real money on it.
It's a gambling show. I would not put my money on that. No. If you are a client, you will not have that in your box.
Correct. The other game, how about the Raiders-Chargers? It's really a huge game for the Raiders to keep them in the mix. I mean, if they go 4-4, they're toast. I mean, the Chargers are already toast, but if the Raiders can win that and go 5-3, 3-1 in the division, that's a big game.
It's a big game because all they do is find ways to lose games, or it wouldn't be a big game.
I would probably, considering the Raiders won both meetings last week, considering it's a pick'em game, and considering that Anthony Lynn is one of the worst coaches I've ever seen, I would probably. What's the score of the BYU game? Still 7-0?
7-3.
Yeah, see, they're grasping. They're grasping to try and cover. Boise is.
Oh, they're
Boise Broncos. So let's give some picks out on this. I'm going to give the Chiefs minus a 10.5. What are you going to do? What's your play?
I mean, I already gave out a few. I think other than the ones I'm actually going to give out. Oh, here's one. The Texans at the Jags.
It's a horrible game. Both teams, 2-12 combined.
We didn't break it down, though. I mean, they have a QB change. You understand that my boy was the third-ranked quarterback on my list coming out. Here's the order I had. Herbert, Burrow, Lutton. I get sized. I think.
Oh, Lutton. I like Lutton from Oregon State.
I know you do. That's why I'm bringing him up. I mean, late round draft pick, putting the old mustache boy on the bench. Yeah, mustache boy on the bench.
Well, Minshew is Minpoo now. He's Minpoo. Oh, look, there's Minpoo. Lots of poo.
Tell you what, the team total is going to be kind of high, I think, for the Jags. I mean, I know the Texans' defense is terrible.
Well, it can only be so high because the total's 50, and Houston's giving them 7. I'm going to say the team total.
21? Yes. 21.5, 20, somewhere around there.
Yes.
That seems a little high. I mean, all right. This week in the NFL, brought to you in part by No Good Games.
I'm also giving
what's a good game on here? I guess the Saints and the Bucks.
I'm giving the Raiders. In a even, I'm giving the Chiefs.
I like the Chargers then.
You like the Chargers?
If I had to. Trent Brown, I'm pretty sure he's not playing again for the Raiders. I mean, Josh Jacobs is supposed to be that team and everything. I mean, I don't know.
And I'm also taking Tennessee and I'm laying the points. Sorry.
Yeah. All right, I'll piggyback on that one with you. We'll die together on that one.
Piggyback on it, freak. Roll with it, bitch.
Oh, man, this is a terrible NFL week. Terrible. Just terrible.
I don't know that it's terrible. I just think.
What's the great. I don't like to. I don't think. Maybe it'll be a better game than I'm expecting. Seahawks, Bills. I mean.
If you're going to make me bet on someone in that game, I'm going to take Russell Wilson. Allen has been so inconsistent. And in the big games, he just doesn't look.
I thought he was an MVP candidate. What happened?
Well, he's MVP. He's average, man. Sorry, I'm just saying.
Average. Wow.
I mean, he's getting. No, let me rephrase it. Okay, he's getting better, but in the big time games, sometimes he doesn't show. And the reason I thought the Bills were going to be really and could do something this year wasn't their offense. I knew they needed to get better, but it was that defense was pretty damn good. And I got to tell you. They give up a lot of points this year.
Well,
they do.
That's a fact. You know what else is a fact? Apparently, if you buy a better coffee maker, your coffee will taste better because Now, I'll be honest. I couldn't figure out how to make the coffee. It was so fancy.
What, the Keurig?
I'm not saying it was expensive.
You guys have
well, whatever my girl did because she dropped the pot, glass pot, boom.
Oh, of course she did. I would get rid of her.
Fumble. Seriously.
Send her away.
Well, NC State. Up 7, fourth quarter.
Here's the problem with your girl. She bumbles and she stumbles. That's what
she doesn't bumble. She stumbles. She doesn't bumble.
No, she stumbles, though.
She stumbles. She doesn't.
She's a stumbler.
She's a stumbler. She'll admit that. Not a bumbler.
Not a bumbler, but a stumbler. Yeah, I've got a Keurig. I think that's probably the way to go. The only thing about a Keurig is
the nastiest tasting coffee ever. Oh, no,
dude, of course it's not. It's the greatest. People love it. That's why everyone buys them. The problem is it's expensive if you drink a lot of coffee. Now, I don't drink a ton.
Right. If you're doing it,
I probably have a cup a day, sometimes two.
I need a lot of coffee to get excited for this Sunday card. I know it's supposed to be Sunday morning, getting you guys pumped up.
No, it's not. I'm sure what it is. It's Friday night. It's about 10:30.
It's not that. I mean, is the Raven? You know what? I just love. I really do. I'm gonna.
I know you do. You love the Ravens.
Yeah, I love the Ravens.
I can totally look. This is not a game that Philip Rivers has been winning over the last couple of years. Absolutely not. I wouldn't bet Rivers. I would definitely. You know, I'll tell you this. It is an enormous game for the Ravens. You know, if the Ravens go 5-3, and then now they're behind the Colts, obviously behind the Steelers, behind the Chiefs.
Everybody makes the playoffs.
I'm not saying about making the playoffs.
It would be a
great conversation. I'm saying
if didn't add
this
all
is a big game for Lamar, who has not looked great this year. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Don't even start. On that note, what?
We're done.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Yeah, we're running high. Peace. I'm running and hiding. All right, boys, you got the picks. We got the Edge. He likes the Ravens.
No Cardinals. I like the Cardinals too.
The Edge likes the Cardinals.
You like the Cardinals.
The Ravens. I love them. I do love the Cardinals. Yeah. I also love the Chiefs.
So the hold on. The Ravens are going to miss the playoffs to who?
No, I didn't say they're going to miss. Okay. I said it's a big game for them to win.
Because you figure after you get past the usual suspects, the Pittsburgh, the Chiefs, the Bills, Colts, Ravens, Titans, it goes down to the Browns, Raiders. I mean, come on, man.
I like Raiders this week. I like the Titans this week, and I like Chiefs this week. And that's who I like.
How many make the playoffs now? Is it 12, 13, 24?
They were talking about more.
I hate it.
Yeah. No, I don't
let
like
the whole league make it. Make it like the NCAA March Madness.
I mean, it's okay this year, but I would go back to normal. I mean, when life gets back to normal at some point, then the shenanigans of this will be over.
It's terrible.
It's awful. It's awful. Unlike the show, which was fantastic. All right,
good luck, boys.
Good luck, peeps. I'll shoot out some plays on Sunday to my players. You'll shoot out plays to your players. You and I will correspond.
It's going
to
be everywhere.
Commiserate about our fatties.
Boom, boom, boom.
And we go from there.
Peace.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.